Specialty Imaging Center, can you please hold?
Hi, this is Jesse from Clinical Imaging Systems. I'm looking to speak with a manager from MRI or radiology department about the MRI machine that is being replaced, please.
Okay, just give me 1 second.
Thank you. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm so sorry. The manager is a little busy right now. I can take a message or you can call back later.
Okay, what's the manager's name?
Her name is Monica.
Monica, okay. Is there an email where I can send her my information?
Let me see.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you need her email?
Yes, please.
Yeah, it is M Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R.
Okay.
At Specialty Imaging Center.
Specialty Imaging
Center.com.
Center.com. I want to make sure I have this right spelling. So it's M Porter at Specialty. I have S-P-E-C-I-A-L-T-Y. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then Imaging Center without an S. Just center.
Yes.
.com. Okay. Mm-hmm. Monica Porter. Okay. Thank you so much for your assistance.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, too. Bye-bye. Okay.
Happy, very bright person to have gone to that college. She went into an academic college.
I
I knew Stephen because I first saw him on the screen during All the President's Men. He's in these scenes with these two guys, one named Robert Redford, one named Hoffman, as I would do in two guys. They have this intensity of a whisper.
Let me think this way. How would I make problems if you were in the show, you think?
I remember watching Stephen. I said, who is this guy? We've never seen him before. I wanted to meet him. And then the magic year of 1971, I was working on that film, and this character starts to walk towards us. When I get closer, it's Steve Collins. Star Trek, the motion picture, everyone's going gaga because Star Trek had already started to become this insane cult following. And you know, they're already having conventions, they're already having puppies. The genius was, but maybe even more strong, was the entire original crew was being used as the crew. They made a big deal about creating an additional character to get into something like that. That puts you sometimes without a lot of effort. Because, you know, unless you totally screw up, it makes people take notice of you. Then this new thing comes in, and there was a conflict, especially with him and his friend Captain Kirk, that we all set us in for. They were so into it, because it was really coming from the real William Shatner's new father. But they had this dignity, they had this royalty, this is, again, the calm, even in those anger scenes, which are really amazing. And, unlike anyone else in that movie, he has a romance.
It's a Star Trek movie in the late 70s, and something that I think we forget a little bit of, there used to be something called monoculture, which was that there was just one thing that kind of dominated culture for weeks or months or a year. The free internet, we were reliant on what the magazine told us to secure that, because that's what monoculture used to do.
So after that, it gives him a lot of energy and a lot of, you know, star power. And we became very, very close friends.